Back here on the Second Guest Show, it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. I'll go first with this. Man, just a couple years after winning a national championship in baseball, Chris Lemonis was released by Mississippi State today. Goes to show you, you better win and win now in college baseball in the SEC.
And that's in Stark Vegas, Starkville, right?
The only national championship in school history. And he gets pink slip today. So Mississippi State is now looking for a new head baseball coach. Bobby?
Mike, I've said this, and I'm going to say a couple of things. You look at LSU, and, boy, they had a whole lot of players getting drafted but not making the postseason. You know, when you think about that, do you know that LSU had four offensive linemen taken in the same draft for the first time since 1947, post-World War II. Now, think about it. 1947, the first time LSU's had four offensive linemen in the same draft for the first time. So, is it based on potential? Wouldn't you say, like, well, damn, this should have been LSU's best offensive line ever? They couldn't run block. Now, pass block. But they were so inconsistent. Who's the damn offensive line coach at LSU?
Brad Davis.
Oh, okay, well, don't you have to hold Coach Kelly hold his feet to the fire? Can you push the right buttons? Because when I read that, LSU has not had four offensive linemen taking the same draft as the first time since 1947. So, Mike, and you look at LSU overall. We get Spall. Once you win national championships, you know, we look like Billy Cannon when they won, and then when Coach Saban came in the 21st century, how much success LSU football has had. So you look at the drafts, and you on top of that. LSU has now produced, I said this, I think it might have been on the first draft show, LSU has now produced a top five pick in six of the past seven NFL drafts. That would be Campbell, now who just got picked, linebacker Devin White, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Jayden Daniels. Given LSU the most top five picks from one school in that span, look at the great Ohio State. You look how good where Texas is coming up. In that span, Ohio State is second with five. But LSU has had six top five picks in the past seven NFL drafts and an offensive line. So I'd have to say right now under Coach Kelly, post-Coach O national championship, they've underachieved. We didn't take advantage of Jayden Daniels.
Think of that. Will Campbell was the first-round pick offensive lineman selected since Fanica Allen back in 1998.
He was in the 20s, right?
1998. But think about it. They won a national championship with Nick Saban, won a national championship with Coach Miles. They lost a national championship with Coach Miles. They won a national championship with Coach O. They win four national championship games. How many first-round pick offensive linemen? Zero.
And then this year, I mean,
Four picked in 1 year.
No,
first-round pick.
We weren't even in the SEC championship.
And just think if you Ole Miss in South Carolina, we're saying the same thing if we're doing talk show radio there. Look
right,
all the
right.
people we
right.
that we didn't hit on.
So I'd say Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss underachieved. I mean, that's just what happened.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going LSU baseball, taking 2 of 3 from Tennessee in a top 10 showdown at the box this past weekend. Vaults them from number 7 to number 2 in D1 baseball's most recent top 25 poll. And it's because a lot of crazy things happened this weekend with Clemson going 1-3 during the week. Oregon State, who was number 3, fell off. Like, all these top teams really slid. And LSU taking 2 of 3 from a good Tennessee team this weekend put them all the way up to number 2. If you're looking at the SEC standings right now, guys, LSU 14-7 overall has them tied for 2nd in the conference, only behind Texas. And Texas is sitting at 19-2 in Jim Schlossnagel's first season. And to your point, Mike, about Chris Lemonis, he was kind of on the hot seat for the last couple of years. They're off to a 7-14 start in SEC play. It's not the most, you know, surprising thing in the world that the Bulldogs moved on.
And, yeah. and Charlie,
and you wonder about what happens at Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, Charlie, who's is it right now? That's a battle. I don't know. Educate me. I might be misspeaking here. But is it like SEC baseball? Well, look how competitive that is. How they always rank. Is it like the Aggies or the Longhorns right now? Texas A&M, Texas. Well, so, what's your take on where we're at right now?
Texas just swept Texas A&M over the weekend, and Texas A&M was hot. LSU's heading to Texas A&M this upcoming weekend, but they're kind of in the middle of the SEC at 8-13 right now. The top of the SEC, Texas is 19-2. Arkansas and LSU are tied for second at 14-7, and then you have Tennessee at 13-8, Ole Miss at 12-4, Vanderbilt, you know, Alabama, Georgia, all these teams kind of stockpiled in the middle at like 12-4 and then 11-10.
Well, it just shows you like how baseball, like Mississippi State, expectations, Ole Miss, whatever, priorities. Just look at LSU. No one thought saw that coming when they went to Auburn. And how, and all of a sudden, Auburn's baseball, Alabama, how it's a priority. No, SEC baseball, to me, might be more tougher than SEC
it
football.
Is. Think of Paul.
SEC baseball.
I think about Paul Mineri, and I know Paul wanted to coach again. And Coach Mineri is, man, Mike, I'm so thrilled to be back in coaching. And look what's happened this year.
And South Carolina traditionally has won national championships. They've been awesome. But look where they're at. Were they ahead of Missouri and somebody?
That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature.